Daniel Bradley, the chair, I would like to call this meeting to order. The first item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. Has everyone had a chance to see the agenda? I trust you have. Anyone who's disgusted, I say it's tentative, but I don't can be bothered to add anything to this agenda. You get a motion to approve the agenda. Please identify yourself when you make your motion and second motion so we'll know how, for the record, who did these things.
This is Armand.
Go ahead, Armand.
Armand Turner, so moved.
I second.
Who's seconding it?
Eric Curl.
Thank you. The agenda has been approved and seconded, so let's vote on it. Everyone in favor of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
One aye. Any other ayes, Mustafa? What would you say? Through the agenda.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we have some ayes. Any nays? Not hearing any nays. Agenda has been approved. Next item is item two, action items. The first action item is the approval of the June 17th, 2021 core meeting. I was not there myself. I apologize for not being there. But the question is, has anyone had a chance to study the minutes from that meeting? Let's now discuss it or then vote on it, okay? The minutes from the last meeting. Anyone?
Chairman, this is Eric Curl. I motion to approve the minutes.
Armand Turner, I second.
Yes, okay, let's do that. We're going to show the agenda on the last meeting on the screen, so look for it. A way to do that. Not agenda, the minutes, okay. Anyone see that? Who has? Okay, I'm sorry you couldn't hear me. Are we now looking at the minutes from the June 17th meeting? If you have somewhere at home to look at this, please do so. If you have a copy of it, please study it.
It's red. It's all on when it's red. Thank you.
We're all taking that in already.
Yep.
You've looked at it, you've seen it, you've studied it. If that's been the case, we could then vote on it. Anyone wishes to make a motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting?
Anything beyond status reports?
Say again, please. You have a question? About the minutes?
Yes, I just wanted to know. It hasn't scrolled through all of them yet.
Okay, so someone's not finished. Okay, so we're still studying the minutes. You finish scrolling to let us know, then we can vote. We can talk about voting on it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I think we now all have had a chance to read the minutes from the last meeting. Is there a motion to accept that minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Abbott has accepted. Is there a second for that motion? Will someone please second the motion?
I think that I already motioned and Armand already seconded it before you had everyone read over the minutes.
Okay.
So all just right. A point of order.
Okay.
There was already a motion on the table.
So we want to reverse that. You make the motion, he seconds it. That's fine with me. Okay. Any discussion of the minutes? Any corrections, anything you want to say with the minutes? Okay, so we have, it's been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes. Now let's vote on it. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 I hear ayes, no nays. Any nays? No nays. The minutes has been accepted. Now, the second item on the action item is August amendments to fiscal year 2021 to 24 TIP. Well, can we get a staff report on that?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that'll be me. So as a reminder, I guess I'll pull this up for you real quick. So just as a reminder, the MPO's current Shortridge planning program document, the TIP, it'll cover fiscal year 2021 through 2024. It has all our surface transportation projects that use federal, state, and local funding. And as the projects change, the TIP gets updated. And so this time we have one administrative, or excuse me, one TIP amendment. Recently, the FTA released the actual apportionment amounts for the Section 5307 fund. And with that release, it required CAT to make some program adjustments. And those adjustments include the addition and removal of some projects as well as updating the funding amounts. Down to it for you. So we can see here on this table what's been added, what's been removed, and then how the money has been allocated. And like I said, this is the only amendment that we have on here. So we're just asking for endorsement from the committee, or if anybody has any questions.
I have a question. I'm thinking I should recuse myself as an employee of CAT. Would staff be in agreement with that?
Actually, I don't think you have to, because I mean, these are just the programming funding changes, schedule changes. So yeah, I don't think.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Answered my question. Thank you.
Are you finished with your report?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for that report.
You're welcome.
Any questions for the staff member who just made the report? You heard the report. It was one question was answered. Any other questions? Any discussion? There being no discussion, can we get a motion to approve this? I mean, I'm assuming staff has come to us for an endorsement. We want our support. So can we get this? Anyone want to recommend that we vote to give staff support for this activity?
So moved, Tony Abbott.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second to that motion? Will someone please second the motion?
Armand Turner, I second.
Okay, it's been, we know who's staff right now who's making motions and seconding motions, do we not? We want that in the record, okay. So the motion's been made and seconded. Okay, and it's no discussion. We had a chance for discussion. Let's vote on it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any more ayes? Are there any nays? There be no nays. The motion is carried. So the committee endorses the staff recommendation for this. Now we're down to item three, which is status reports. The first status report has to do with Z230 and what is that? Funding.
I would just give the presentation on this item. Okay. We are going to conduct two calls for projects. One call is for the Z230 funds. Another call is for the CRRSAA funds. That is the COVID-related relief funds. So I'm just going to, can anybody see my screen or do I need to share my screen? To share your screen, ask organizer to make you presenter. Okay. Can anybody see my screen?
Yes.
I see it. Yes.
Okay. I can see your screen. I can see it.
Okay, great. So for both of these calls, and I would just focus on the menu, because the form is for the applicant to fill, so you really don't have to worry about that. So let's talk about the Z230 funds first. For the Z230 funds, first of all, how do I move all these? It's just
Wicota, enlarge your screen.
This is already the largest screen.
You're pretty small. That's better.
Okay. I'm trying to minimize this. How do I hide this thing? This thing. So that I can.
We're able to enlarge the screen on our NY coder, so go ahead and go forward.
Okay. So let's just focus on the schedule first. So this is for both calls, both of these calls, we actually already started the discussion with the TCC back in June. So when we developed the draft for the packages, application packages, so we have the packages includes the menu and the form. So TCC have the discussions, and then in August, we're going to ask all of the, like TCC, particularly TCC, to endorse to the MPO board so that we can start the issue of the call for projects. For all the other advisory committees, you can just review this information and provide your feedback to us, and we can still incorporate it because this is still the draft. So, but our target is to start the call for projects on August the 26th, because on the day before the CornPO board, we approve the proposed schedule and project selection process. And then the next day, we will announce the call for projects. And then the applicant have about 1 month to prepare for the application and submit it to us. So that application deadline, that is September the 30th. And then after we receive this applications, the staff will pre-screen the qualifications. And then the TCC, again, will evaluate all of the proposals and rank them and then make recommendations. So when we allocate the funds, final funds, we will allocate them, we will amend the projects and the project phases into the fiscal year 2021 to 2024 TIP. So that will be done in the recommendations will be done in October. And in November, we probably will start the project public involvement process. And then in December, and this is the deadline that all of these amendments will be made. So basically, this is the schedule for both pots of funds. So now let's talk about how much funds we have. For the Z230, in 2023, we have $3.1 million. And 2024, we bought $6 million. The 2021 funds, the $900,000, and then some other funds, that would be reallocated to the Z230 pods from De Lesseps Avenue. Right now, we don't know the exact amount. So that $900,000 plus that amount will be allocated to 2023 to 2024. So basically, we're asking for applications in 2023 and 2024. So the funding amount to be determined. So this might become 4 million, that might become 7 million. So, so what kind of who are eligible? Mostly would be the local governments, but since we had a previous situation where the Garden City was awarded some funds, but they are not local administered, not lab certified. Lab means local administered projects, lab certified. So we have to make sure the local governments, local project sponsors, lab certified before they can apply for the funds. So basically, this money is targeting the local governments, but they have to be lab certified before 2023, before the funds are allocated. So the eligible project Z230 is the most flexible funds. So these funds can be used for highway improvements, for transit improvements, for bicycle improvements, for pedestrian sidewalk improvements, for trail improvements. So this is the most flexible. But the highway projects, they have to be located on the functional classified roadways. But for bicycle and pedestrian projects, this restriction doesn't apply. So basically, you have highway bridges, tunnels, and ferry boats, buses. So all of those will be eligible. So these are the eligibility requirements. And we also want the project sponsors to, after the funding award, they will have to provide the update project status update to the TCC every other 2 months. So after we receive all the applications, the TCC will actually screen them. So these are the screen criteria. So system performance, safety and security, accessibility, mobility, connectivity, environmental state of good repair, et cetera, et cetera. So the TCC will rank all these applications based on these questions asked and give the points. So eventually we will tabulate that and share the result with you. So this is the Z230. For the CRESA funds, we actually will, sorry, I forgot to mention, for the Z230 funds, the local match is 20%. So if you're asking, like if a project costs $1 million, you're asking can be like $800,000. You have to provide the $200,000 local match. And then the minimum requesting amount is $200,000, because if it's lower than that, it's just not worth the effort, because the federal dollars require a lot of requirements, thresholds that you have to meet. So it's a hassle. So if your project is smaller than $200,000, it's not worth the effort. For the CRESA, how much we have? We have about $2.1 million. So for the CRESA, the good thing is that you don't have to provide any local match. We encourage you to have some local match, so it boosts your chance of getting the funds, but you don't have to. So it's a 100% federal. It can be a 100% federal. So for CRESA, and these funds are also available for projects or planning studies. Actually, Z230 are also good for planning studies, but we encourage mostly because we have like more amounts of money for Z230, so we encourage that money to be used for projects. But if you're interested in planning studies, you can probably apply for the CRESA. So the CRESA funds, we have a $2.1 million, and if you're applying for it, you don't have to provide local match. So the minimum federal funding request, what we want is for projects, it's like $200,000. But if it's like planning studies, the minimum is $100,000, because like I said, the federal dollars have so many restrictions, so many requirements. If your study or if your project is smaller than that, it's really not worth the effort. The thing about the CRESA funds is that they are immediately available for obligation. So like Z230, you probably cannot access the funds until your project is programmed in 2023. But for these funds, if you have the funds, if you have the project ready, and you probably can, like we can spend it now. If it's ready, we can spend it now. But the thing is, the CRESA funds have an obligation deadline, which is September 30th, 2024. That means all of the steps have been met before the funds can be obligated, can be authorized. So for the CRESA, we actually have two the eligibility about the same as the Z230, but we do have like two different ranking criteria for the CRESA. For projects, we actually have the same ranking criteria as the Z230 projects, but we also have a planning study selection criteria, because some agency might apply for CRESA funds for planning study. So for these studies, and the TCC will rank the projects based on these questions asked and give them the points over here. So by the end, the both selection criteria, we have the total same score. So if planning studies total score is 100, the project selection criteria total is 100 as well. So this is just to so by the end, you have five applications, six applications, and so it's easy to compare the scores. So TCC can make recommendations based on these scores. So either to award the funds to the planning studies or projects. So we are issuing this. Basically, this is just an informational item for CEC. CEC really doesn't have to endorse it to the MPO board, but we encourage you to take a look at this. And if you have any questions, and just let us know. And if you know the certain projects that you might want to pursue funding, for example, CAD, I think you might want to we actually awarded the zero city funds to CAD before for bus purchase. So if you're aware of this, especially you just lost the grant manager, so you probably just need to talk to the appropriate person in your agency about this. So get them informed. So when we issue the call for purchase, you can probably start the application. And also probably if you have like bike pad projects or something, so make sure you work with the local project sponsor, the eligible local project sponsor, and prepare for the application. So for now, this is just an information item for the CEC. Any questions?
Are there any questions?
I did a quick question.
Earlier that the Garden City had not been certified. Are all governments, local governments certified so they can participate in this if they choose to do so?
They have to be. If they are just doing a planning study, they don't have to be lab certified. But if they're sponsoring a project, yes, they do. They do have to get certified.
So no one will be left out this time around because of their lack of certification?
Well, Garden City was actually awarded the funds before, and then after the award, we found out they're not lab certified. So we have to retract those funds from the Garden City project and reallocate those funds. So we try to prevent that situation to happen again. So we want to make sure that you are already pre-qualified before you apply for the funds.
So you're telling them that they need to be aware of that, and you're looking to see that they are, in fact, before you make a decision concerning their eligibility for the funds.
Yes. So they have to be lab certified. Yes. If you're a project sponsor, yes.
And again, you don't want us, there's no vote taken. This is a status report. So information.
Yeah, this is just the status report. Yes.
Thank you for your report.
Okay.
The next item is.
I heard a question. I thought.
Yes. There's a question.
Yeah, I had a quick question. The criteria and scoring chart, was that also something that was discussed with the TCC, or is it something that's sort of always used for these?
Actually, for the projects, for these project rankings, because we have been doing the Z230 and HIP and Z301 call for project for several years. So for the project rankings, actually, these are pretty standard. So we have been using these for years. So something new is for the planning studies. This is new. So this is planning study selection. This is new, but the TCC has reviewed them. Yes.
Got you. Then just a follow up. I'm assuming that the actual criteria scoring that all goes out with the call for proposal as well, right?
When we say for next Thursday, we actually post, when this is finalized, we post this to the website. And then the applicant actually can use the form. They will determine whether they are eligible, and then they will use the form over here. And then they fill out the information. See, this actually includes you have to check what project. So these are the applicant information. So they have to fill out all this information and send it to us by September the 30th.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions for the speaker? There being no other questions, we're going to move on to the next item. Agency report. Anyone want to talk about agency reports? Any report, anything, comments on that? No.
Agency reports actually under notices, you will notice the GDOT reports. Go ahead to the next page. So you will see the GDOT project status reports, Chatham County project status report, City of Savannah, and the CAT. So all the agency reports are already here. So if you're interested, you can just review the information, and if you have any questions, just let us know.
Thank you very much. What about other business? Other business? Nothing there. Other. So we need to now go to number six, which is other public comments. do we need to open up for as a public hearing? Anyone here? You want to do that public hearing?
No, we don't have a public hearing. It's just whoever has any questions, just come forward.
Just in that sense of just anyone here? I don't see anyone who's not staff or no one from the general public. So no public hearing comments. Now let's go to number seven, which is our notices.
For our notices, they are here for informational purposes. They include the status reports, just general information that has happened with the MPO. But there are a couple that I wanted to bring to your attention. There is a coastal Georgia Transit needs survey. So when you click on that, there is a link. And we definitely would appreciate if you can take the time to fill that out. Then we also
give us copies before we leave here today. I mean, not wait, but we'll be getting that copies of this to fill out the survey.
A hard copy?
Well, we go online for the copies then.
Yeah, you can just click on this link. And then access that link to take the survey. Yeah,
okay,
there's no paper survey. Yeah, it's not a paper survey.
Speaking of notices, please note that our next meeting is Thursday, October 21st, 2021 at 5:30. That's our next meeting. That's information also. Anything else you'll bring to our attention in terms of this information, notices, anything?
I'm sorry.
Now we're coming to the end of the meeting now. We're going to adjourn the meeting if there's nothing further to add. So we are almost at the point of adjournment. We understand that, right?
Yes.
So if you have nothing to bring to our attention specifically, then we need to say this meeting is adjourned. This meeting is now adjourned.